welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we'll go to India, where the film industry, the legendary Bollywood, has been playing a lead role in the country's ongoing epic elections involving 900 million voters. Many top actors have jumped aboard the political bandwagon of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as he seeks a second term. Opposition parties have also been fishing for celebrities to try and dazzle undecided voters. This report from correspondent Vikram Roy is presented by Michael Fitzpatrick.
The latest to make his debut in politics is action hero Sunny Deol. He teamed up with Modi on April the 24th. Two Bollywood playback singers also embraced the Hindu nationalist politician's star-studded BJP party. Narasimha Rao is the Prime Minister's spokesman.
Because we are an inclusive party. And certainly, Sunny is not a first-time admission. His family members have been a part of the party. His father, Dharmendra, was an MP from the BJP. And Hema Malini has been a many-terms MP for the BJP. And Sunny Deol, with his screen persona and his real persona, certainly embellishes the BJP as a political party. We certainly want to welcome new entries from all walks of life.
That was the Indian Prime Ministerial spokesman Narasimha Rao. Modi acted after India's main opposition Congress party in March snagged Urmila Matondkar. The erstwhile Bollywood leading lady was candid as she conceded she knew little of India's problems. The starry race drew ridicule. Arishwara Madeva is the Congress spokeswoman.
Everybody has a right to democracy and in democracy to be part of it any which way they want. And you do realize the exercise of democracy, that is elections, being larger than life. You see that these high voltage celebrities do have a lot of charm and a lot of pull. However, irrespective of tickets being given to them or irrespective of their participation and how they're doing, I think what it boils down to is performance.
Performance, according to opposition party, Congress party spokeswoman Ayushwara Madeva. But barring a handful, nearly all cinema personalities have had a poor track record as elected lawmakers. Some, such as Deol's father, Dharmendra, and Bollywood legend Amitabh Bachchan, were drummed out of public office after just a single term. Khushbu Sundar is another actor turned politician.
I'm sure the celebrities we are talking about who are in the phrase, whether it is the Congress or the BJP, they have had these experience of working with the people. It's not easy job to maintain the kind of fan clubs they have or meeting them. You know, they do a lot of social work through their fan clubs. You can't say that they're not connected with the grassroots. You cannot say that they do not know what the basic problems are. They probably may not be going to the market, but they definitely do know the ground reality. They do understand. They're very, very educated. They read the newspapers. They are in the loop as to what's happening in the country.
The actor turned politician Khushbu Sundar. Until last year, Modi and his BJP party were seen as invincible. But analysts say growing concerns over the economy, a jobs crisis and farm distress have forced him to gimmickry. Ahutosh Kumar is an anti-corruption campaigner.
So what about those dedicated workers who have been working there for the last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? They're slogging and they're working in every elections. Are they not good enough to be a candidate? And somebody who is novice knows nothing about the constituency, if he is made candidate, I think it's a disservice and injustice to the voters in these constituencies too.
Anti-corruption campaigner Ashutosh Kumar. On April the 5th, some 800 film actors and theatre artists urged voters not to support Modi, but none of Bollywood's A-listers were among them. On the contrary, the prolific film industry this year belted out no fewer than three movies with lead actors in prime ministerial roles.